Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Kedushin, daf Kaf Chav Zayin. We're going to start on the bottom of daf Chav Vav on the base, three lines on the bottom from the words Tashma. The Gemara is still trying to prove, find the raya somewhere or another to whether or not by Kinyan Agav you need that you're purchasing the metatlim al gav, the karka, whether the metatlim have to be specifically on resting on that field, or is it sufficient, or do they not have to be resting on that field? So the Gemara now says, Tashma, we have a raya from Mishnah and Maaseh Sheni. We're going to learn the Gemara according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosos has a completely different shot. This long Tosos on the bottom. We'll learn according to Rashi. Tashma, Maaseh b'Rabban Gamliel z'kenesh ha'yiboy m'smina. Have a case of Rabban Gamliel and the elders. They were on a boat. And Rabban Gamliel remembers that he has in his house Peros of Tevel, and he didn't tell anybody in his house to be mafish trumas and maises from them. And now he wants to be to give maises from them on the boat, so the people in his house won't forget, won't be nichshal and eat the tevel, right? And eat what's mixed, and they're going to eat tevel. And this year we're talking about a year where it's either the third or sixth year in the shemitah cycle. So therefore, what he needs to be mafish is maaser rishon and maaser ani. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel is a kanim. So Rabbi Gamliel says to the zakenim, and amongst the zakenim is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who is a Levi. And amongst them is Rabbi Akiva, who is the Gabbai Tztaka. So Isur, he says, the Isur, the tenth, Shani Osid Lamud, that I'm in the future going to be Mafrish. When I get back to my house, that's going to be my Sheni. That's Nasun Yoshua. That I give to Rabbi Yeshua, who is a Levi. I'm going to give that to Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, I'm being Mekayim, the Nasina of Meiser Rishon to a Levi. Umikomo Muskalo. And the Makom, where that Meiser is sitting is Musker, is rented, or it's leased. I mean, I'm making a kinyan to Rabbi Shuvan Levi on that karka. I mean, the Makom that the Paris that I'm in the future going to be Mafish is now Musker to Rabbi Shua, and therefore, how does that work? I'm making a kinyan on the karka, right? I'm making a kinyan on the karka. Obviously, say Rabbi Shua gave him some sort of kesef. He gave him, value, some consideration. I can't have a contract without consideration. So he's giving him consideration. And agav that, he's calling to him the fruit that will become meiser. So therefore, you see that he has to be calling the fruit, the metallic will have to be on top of the karka. That's what the Gemara is going to say. But that's the first case. The Isra Acher and the other Isra Shan, Ani Asi Lamo, that I'm going to be Modin, I'm going to be Mafrish when I come home. That's the Meiser Ani, right? Nasan Lola Akiva Ben Yosef. I'm going to give that to Rabbi Akiva. Kideshi Yiskabal Aniyim. In order that Rabbi Akiva can be Zoka, that money on behalf of the Aniyim, because he's the Gabbai Tzedaka. And then Umakomo, and the place where that Meiser is going to be, where that place is going to be, that's Muskerlo. That's rented out to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he's Kona the Meiser Ani al Yedei Kinyanaga. So the Gemara explains, Shma Minah, you see from here, by Inan Siburin Ba, you need Siburin. How do you see that you need Siburin? You need to have the Meiser on top of the Karka. Because if you didn't need Siburin, why, right? If he didn't, he wouldn't have to be makna the mukum that meiser is on. He could just see any part of the karka, right? He could have been calling him karka from any place. Why specifically does he have to be calling him? Does he have to have him acquire the field underneath the place where the meiser is going to be? You see from here that it must be tziburin. The when you do kinyanaga, the metatul must be on, resting on the part of the field that's being knickknacked. So Gemara says, no, we could say that you don't, we're going to say we reject this raya, we say that you don't have to have, the metalikim do not have to be on top, they don't have to be tziburin. So why, if that's the case, why Rabbi Gamliel why was he medaktik to be koneh them, the makom, in that where the maestros are? Shani hasam ki heich delo litzrichinhu. He didn't want to be torek them, meaning, if he's not maskir them, the actual land, right? Right, if he does not mask him the actual land, so what's going to happen? They have to run to the place to get the food off. Rashi says, because if he's maskier them the actual land where the meiser is, then it's theirs. They don't have to run over, they don't have to rush, it's theirs, they don't have to worry about going into somebody else's property to take it. If he did it somewhere else, then they'd have to run over and get it before someone else eats it or something else happens to the land. Here they just go, it's their land. It was musker to them, and they can do it at their own leisure. So there's no raya. So now, the Gemara is now going to bring another raya. But before we do that, the Gemara says, we said, 1 second. Gemara here said that Rabbi Gamliel was the machnalist at the Gave to Rabbi Shua and to Rabbi Kiva via Kinyan Agav. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia brings that there's a machlokus in this case as to what Kinyan Rabbi Gamliel was using here. They brought it in Bava Metzia, they bring this Mishnah, and they said that maybe he was nicked then by Kinyan Chatzir. It's a machlokus Amoroim there, whether or not the Kinyan used here is a Kinyan Chatzir or Kinyan Agav. So here it's obviously going according to the mind Omer there in Bava Metzia, who says that the Kinyan that was being used is that of Kinyan. Is Kinyan Agav. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring another raya to mivar the suffix whether the metatlim have to be siburim or they have to be munach on the karka. So Tashma the Amar Rav bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Rav Yitzchak said the name of Rav Shnei Shtarasein, meaning there are two different dinim when it comes to writing. There are two cases when it comes to writing a star on karka. What are they? First one is a guy says to Adim, Zechu basada ze leploni, meaning make a kinyan chazaka in this field, and in that way be zocha for the field for Ruvain. V'chisvu lo es hashtar, and then write for him after you make the chazaka, write for him a shtar. What does it mean? Kisvu lo es hashtar. Rashi says l'raya ba'alma. You're not making a shtar mechar. The mechar is being done by the chazaka. You're being kone the karka al yidei chazaka. What you're doing is afterwards writing a shtar for raya. You're writing you want to document the sale so there can be a proof. So chozer b'shtar, he can have charata and tell them don't write the shtar. But the ain't a chozer b'sade, but he can't be chozer b'sade because he's zocher them. Once they did the chazaka, he can't stop them because once they did the chazaka, the field automatically transferred. But the shtar is only there for raya. He can tell them even after the field transfers, he can tell them no, do not write the shtar anymore. We'll talk a little bit more about this afterwards. And the second thing is, al menash shetichtiv lo es hashtar, if you say that you should be kone the field for Reuven al tenai that you write him a shtar, then that he was totally the kinyan via the shtar. I mean, the kinyan is not effective unless you write the shtar. So therefore, once they did the chazaka, they haven't done the kinyan yet because he hasn't been mekayem the tenai yet. So then, chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sadar. Then, if he doesn't want to write the shtar, he can be chozer, and he can be chozer if he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do the hakna because he said that without the mesiris hashtar, there is no kinyan. So he's chozer on the shtar. He's chozer on the kinyan. But then comes Rav Chiya bar Avin. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin says, Amar Rav Huna shlosh shtaros hein. There are three different types of dinim when it comes to shtaros. Trei had amaron, two of them are what we just said, and idach, and the third one is the following case. Im kadan mocher, because of lois hashtar. Let's say the mocher comes, and he pre-writes the shtar, prior to making the kinyan. He says, I'm going to be mocher this field to Reuven and on Thursday, and I'm writing the shtar now, so it's ready. So, right, that's ka'osa shoshanid, kosim shtar le mocher, achvish ein lokeach imo. You can write the shtar to the shtar can be written even though the lokeach isn't there. Keva jehichzik imo v'karka nikna shtar b'chol mokam zhu. And then once he makes a chazaka in the karka, he's kone the shtar wherever it is. Meaning he's kone the shtar out of the karka b'chol mokam zhu, wherever it is. Shoshma minah, you see from here, lo v'inan siburin ba. You don't need the shtar to be resting on the field. You can do the shtar as nikna aga of the karka without the shtar being on the field. So shma mina that you can be kone the metal aga of the karka without siburin. So the Gemara says, maybe shani star, maybe star is different. Dafsira da arahu. Maybe say the star is like the reins of an animal. The star to karka is like the reins to the animal, meaning that's how you pull the karka along via the star. So it's kaviyachol. It's part of the karka. It's the same thing. It's one and the same. Therefore, it doesn't have to be specific on the karka because it is the karka. But all other cases, you would need siburin. You would need the metatlim to be on top of the karka. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. How alakatani? You can't say that the alaka is. You can't say that because this din. Zohi shishaninu nechassim she'en lenachrayis nicknamed nechassim she'ish lenachrayis bekesef shtar chazaka. This din is the raya that you can purchase that you could do agav. This din is the raya that you can do agav. If we're saying that the shtar is a fisa or the ara, that's actually part of the ara, then it's not metalton agav karka. It's all karka. by saying that this is the raya from a tassel av karka, and you see that the star doesn't have to be here, you see that you don't need siburin. Shmamina lo be'inan siburin. You see from here you don't need siburin. Shmamina, that's the raya, and you don't need siburin. So just a few things to talk about here. So Gemara says that in the first case that zaka b'sod zol l'ploni, acquire this field for ploni and write him a star, you can be chozer b'star. So all they ask, and Tosos asks the same thing, right? Tosos dibor maskil chozer star on the bottom. The im tomar mayer viach b'zeh im yachzer b'star. Why are we allowing him to be chozer b'star? What does the seller gain if he doesn't write the star? He still was kona the field to the buyer. So what's he get taking back by being chozer? So Tosos answers the yesh lomar the low nich the ma'aseh for today's day and age. What happens is, if there's a star written and people find out that he's selling his lands in order to become liquid, people think that he doesn't have, and people now know that he doesn't have assets, doesn't have hard assets. It affects his credit rating. So he wants to make sure that his credit rating stays high, otherwise it's more difficult to obtain loans. So the Ritva and the Meiri write that even if he already wrote the shtar and he didn't send it over, he's allowed to be chozer because he's mevatel the shlichus. But the Ritva and Bava Basra says that we're talking about a case only if he didn't write the shtar. But once he writes the shtar, they can actually give it over b'li reshus because the shtar is a raya and there's no, you don't need a shlichus for it's not, it's not a shlichus. You're not doing an action; it's just a raya, and therefore you can send it over once it's written. The Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf. With the sugya appears in the Vaz Dafa Ayin Zayin, they say that even though over here we say that the mocher can't be chozer, if he says I don't want to write the star, right, he can't be chozer from the mecher, the lokeach can be chozer. Because the lokeach was buying the field on condition that he gets a raya. If he doesn't want to buy a field with the receipt, he doesn't want to have an undocumented purchase, he's allowed to be chozer. Okay, that's that. And the Elias Rabbein Yonas is over there. The fact that we said that you could be chozer b'shtar, it's only if he told the edim that he should be kona, that the edim should be kona on behalf of Reuven. But if he says directly to Reuven that I'm going to sell you the field and I'm going to write you a shtar, then in that instance the mocher can't be chozer from the kivas from the kivas shtar, because again it's talking directly to the kona and the kona purchased it on condition that he gets the shtar and Rabbeinu Yonah says it becomes part of the deal. Okay. Gemara asks now, back in the Gemara. Ibai Luhu, there's a kasha that was asked in the yeshiva. Mi ba'inan agav karka or lo? Okay, do we need by kinyan agav, does the mocher have to say to the lokeach explicitly, you be kone the metal karka and kone the metalim agav? Most we've shown him say, using the lashon of agav, you have to learn that, use that lashon agav or lo. Or you could be, as long as you say you be koner the karka, you koner the metalklim without the lashon of agav, does it work? So Tashma, so Gemara says, look from all the proofs that we just brought, kol hani velokatani agav. Look at all these cases that we brought down. It says koner the karka, koner the metalklim, never uses the lashon of agav. So you see, you don't need the lashon of agav. So Gemara says, l'taimeich kani mikatani. In any of these cases, this is actually use the words kani, and it's assumed that you have to use the words kinei, purchase. So it doesn't say kinei, right? Ella ad amar kinei hachanami ad amar agav. We all know that you have to say mefurish kinei, that you have to buy it. So too, it's until he's mefarish and says ad amar agav. You have to say the words agav, right? You have to say kinei as a metalklin agav karka. The Gemara gives psak v'hilchasa tziburin lo ba'inan. Like we just proved, you don't have to have the metalklin resting on the karka, but right, tziburin lo ba'inav agav ukinei ba'inan. But you do need to say agav uknei. You do have to say b'mufurish kinei es hametalatlin agav harkarka. And if you don't say that, right, then the kinyan agav will not work. So we could spend a little bit of time. Gemara is not so difficult or long. Spend a little bit of time talking about the concept of kinyan agav. How exactly does kinyan agav work? So it's a famous in the Olam of Yeshivas, how Kinyan Agav works. It's brought down by all the Rishonim, by all the Achronim, not all the Rishonim, all the Achronim. They each have their own Lashon. Basically, what the Chakira is that, do we say that when you kone the metalim Agav the Karka, It's that the metamatkal becomes subsumed within the karka, and now it's all one thing. And when you're making the kinyan, you're only making the kinyan on the karka. But the karka includes the metamatkal, because the metamatkal sort of melt into the karka. It's a way to see it. It's as if it's all one big karka. Or do we say that the way the gedder of the kinyan is that the maisa kinyan is only made on the karka, but it's just that we say that it works also for the metamatkal. It's not that the metamatkal, you'll see what nafkamina is. It's not that the metamatkal become part of the karka. It's that the maisa kinyan is made on the karka, and it's moel also for the metamatkal. It's as if it's made also on the metamatkal. The first one was it's only made in the karka, but the metamatkal become part of the karka. The second one is it works for both essentially. So. And we mentioned the Divrei Yecheskel last week. We mentioned Divrei Yecheskel again this week in Simon Mem Dalad. He says v'yisochach dina b'mahus kinyan agav. Right? He says a is it mishum dechadit rachmana dematatlim tfeilon the karka lahavi akol kechadit da tafel batal liikar. Do we say that the chiddush of the Torah is that the matatlim become tafel to the karka, almost like brachas, I guess, similar idea, right? Becomes tafel to the karka, and it all becomes one big mass. Right, and therefore the tuffel batel ikur, and the metalton is batel to the karka, and it's only karka here. Metalton is now a big part of the karka. Or he says the karo the kinyan agav hu mitam da haknasa karka chashiv maisei kinyan al metalton. We say that the karka by making the kinyan on the karka does that become also as if you're making the kinyan on the metalton, meaning the metalton is still independent, and the kinyan on the karka patters the metalton. So what's the nafkamina? A few nafkaminas. Yecheskel Avramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel, and here it brings down also Shmuel Rozovsky and Nachum Perkovitz. They all say the same nafkamina. The nafkamina is if you're selling the karka b'kinyan shtar, right? So when you write a kinyan shtar, you have to sort of list, you have to have a schedule of what you're selling, what's being purchased. So if we say the gedder of the maisa kinyan is that it's also made of metalflin, the metalflin are just, they're not bottled to the karka, but it's working on the metalflin as well. So therefore, you have to list the metalton in the card, in the star that's being purchased. But if we say the first way that the metalton is subsumed in the karka, it becomes one big glob of karka. So it's all karka being purchased. So you don't have to specifically write the metalton, because the metalton are bottle; they're not there anymore. That's one nafkamina. The Divrei Yecheskel brings down another. He brings another two other nafkaminas. He says. I'll say this one. Let's say you have the concept that if you make a loan, metalton movables are not meshuvah to karka. But let's say you make a loan. You made the field collateral for the loan, and there's metalton on top of that karka. So does that metalton become now collateral for the loan as well? So you clear a harkira, it will both clear a harkira. If you say that when you do agav, the metalton becomes subsumed within the karka, it's all one and the same, so therefore that metalton is now also collateral for the loan. But if you say it's separate, then you have, there's room, I don't know if you have to say it, but there's room to say now that they're completely separate, just one is, it works for one, it works for the other, you will say that the lien doesn't apply to the metalton as well. You could say that way. Okay. We also can try to say the Evan Essel says brings down the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that if metalton, we said in our Gemara that the halacha is that you don't need siburin and you have to say kini. Right? Let's say kini and agav. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira that if the metalton is not siburin bekarka, if the metalton is not on the karka, that's when you have to say kini or agav. But if it's siburin, if they're tied down to the field or on the field, then you don't have to say agav. But the Ravid says, why are you making the chiluk? The Gemara says, clear as day, you have to say agav and you have to say kni. So the Evan Ezra tries to say that maybe that is the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid. You could say that maybe he also brings it down here. That's the Igros motion, okay? But maybe Igros motion is the choshen mishpah chelak alav simon don beis, says that maybe the Rambam holds that the gedder of kinyan agav is that the metalton are tufel to the karka, and they become part of the karka, and therefore the maisa kinyan is also being done on the metalton, and that's why you have to say agav ukni, because by saying agav ukni, that's how you mevatel the metalton to the karka. But he's going to say, but if the metalton are already on the karka, I don't need to make them tufel, Evan Ezel says, because once they're already there, they're already tuffel to the karka, because the karka is massive and the metalkal is small, so it's already batel. So if they're already there, the only reason why you have to say kini and agav is to make the metalkal and batel to the karka. I don't know, it seems to be about size. I don't know, what if it's a massive diamond? I don't know. But still, I guess maybe the value is because of shibud. No matter how valuable diamonds are, you're not going to have, you don't have a, there's no shibud. It's not nechassim, it's not nechassim shibudim. But the Rabbi would say that the kinyan is that the metalton maintains its independence, and therefore, if it maintains its independence all the time, the only way to have it become work with the karka is if you say agav kni. Since it's maintaining its independence at all times, then if you don't say agav kni, how do you know you're buying the metalton and agav the karka? Okay, there's a lot to talk about kinyan agav, but that's it for now. Fine. Let's move. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shanu, we say, the whole idea that the metalton work agav karka, Lo Shanu, Elo Shanasan Deme Kulan, is only if you completely paid for the value of the metalton. Ava Lo Nasan Deme Kulan, Lo Kana. But if you didn't pay for the value of the karka, of the metalton, Elo. Sorry, I skipped. Okay, sorry about that. I skipped a lot. I really wanted to move. Iboiluhu, right? Iboiluhu. Let's say I'm doing two different things with the karka and the metalton. This all can also probably fit into the chakira if you work at it. Right? You wanted to sell the sadeh and you wanted to give the metalton as a matana. Agav, the sale of the karka. Mahu, what's the din? Can you do that? Can you affect two different things? So tashma, let's bring from the case that we just brought down earlier, the case we brought down in the beginning. Right? What does Rav Gamliel say? Isur shani asid lamo. Right, the mice that I'm in the future going to separate. Nasin li Yeshua umikomo muskarlo. I'm giving the produce to Yeshua, and I'm selling to him. I'm masking to him the land. So the matana is being given agav the mechira. So you see, it works. Shema mina. You see, it works that it can work. That you can give, you can sell, you can use a mechira on the karka and a matana on the metalton. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it works the other way around as well. Ibailahu sadele echad umetalton acher ma'o. Let's say I want to give it to two different people. I want to give the field to Joe and the metalton to somebody else. Mahu. So Tashma, again, let's bring the case from Rabbi Gamliel. Iser shani asid lamo nosan lebekiva ben Yosef kadesh yiskavo aniyim umekoma muskalo. Again, the case, he wanted to give it to Akiva the miser for the aniyim. So therefore, I'm giving the miser to the aniyim. Kivas nebizocha on behalf of the aniyim, and I'm being masked the field to him. So it's two different people. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. My muskar over there, that's not a raya. My muskar, muskula miser. It's meaning, it's muskula miser. I'm being masked the field to the aniyim as well. I'm only using Rabbi Kiva because he's the gabbai. It's really going to the aniyim. Ibayis ema shani Rabbi Kiva the yad aniyim have. Or you can say no, it's different. Rabbi Kiva is as if I gave it to the aniyim. I gave the produce to the aniyim, and I'm giving the field to the aniyim because since he's the gabbai tztaka, then it's as if I gave it to the aniyim as well. So there's no raya from here that it goes to two different people. It could be that you have to do it to the same person. Amar Rava says lo shanu el shenasan deme kulan that you. The metalton is nikne agav karka only if you paid in full for the metalton. Avalo nasan de mekulan lo kana. But if you didn't pay in full for the metalton, then it's not kana. Ella kenegam osav. Let's say all the metalton is valued at $1,000, then you only paid $500. You only get $500 value. So Tosa is probably asking the question you think of. If you paid in full for it, well, you need to agav your sefkin and kesef. Anyway, Tosa is asking on number base. So. Tanya Kavasei de Rava. We have a brisa that goes in a, that says that seems to support Rava. With brisa says like this: Yafik koach kesef mikoach shtar. Kinyan kesef is stronger than kinyan shtar. The koach shtar mikoach kesef. In another way, kinyan shtar is greater than kinyan kesef. And yafik koach. What is it? Yafik koach kesef. Kesef is stronger. So kesef podem bovateishus umayshasheni. You can use kesef to redeem hetish. Masha ain't came to star. You can't write an IOU. We have this machlokas on Daf Dalet. What this means, right? On Daf Hey, you can't use a star to be pulled to Hekdesh. Either you can't write an IOU to Hekdesh, say I owe you money and now I'll be pulled to the Hekdesh, or you can't say with the star I'm pulled to the Hekdesh. Either way, a star doesn't work to be pulled to Hekdesh. That's so. So Kesef is stronger than star. And how is star called stronger than Kesef? Yafik koach star. Shashtar moti bivas Yisrael, masha enke mekesef. You can divorce somebody via shtar, you can't divorce a girl by giving her kesef. And then the price continues, v'yofe koach shneya mikoach chazaka. Kesef and shtar have an attribute that makes it stronger than chazaka. V'koach chazaka mikoach shneya. But chazaka also has an attribute that's stronger than kesef and shtar. What are they? Yofe koach shneya mishneya mkonim the eved ivri. Both kesef and shtar can buy an eved ivri. Mash enkei mechazaka. A chazaka only works for an eved kanani. It does not work for an eved ivri. V'yofe koach chazaka. And koach chazaka is stronger than kesef and shtar. How? Shechazaka. Let's see. Mocher lo eser sados be eser medinos kevod shehechzik be achas mehem kina kulam. Let's say I want to sell you 10 lands in 10 different provinces, and I say just make a chazaka in the land that's in province A. He's kone all the lands in all 10 provinces. You only have to make one chazaka. But when it comes to kesef and shtar, it doesn't work. Kesef and shtar has to be specifically for each thing. I can't be koneh b'kesef, only can be koneh what's in front of me. Brisa continues, we haven't gotten to our raya yet. B'med dvarim amurim, when does making a chazak in one field be work to purchase all the fields, and even the fields that aren't connected to it? That's shenasin lo d'me kulan. That's only if you paid a full payment for all the fields. Ava lo nasin lo d'me kulan. But if you didn't pay for all the fields, lo kana ela kenegam osa, then you're only kona what you paid for. Meaning, let's say he's buying himself 20 buildings in 20 different states, and he only gives a down payment. He does via this chazaka, and he only gives a down payment for half of them. He only gets half of the buildings. He doesn't get all the buildings. So Tosos asked the question that we asked him before. He doesn't understand. Tosos im tomar below chazaka nami kam mitam kesef. If he paid in full for the fields, why does he need kinyan chazaka on these fields? He paid in full. You can make kinyan kesef for the fields. So he says, Yesh lomah demari da'as with the lokan of a kaspa. We're dealing with a place where they didn't use kinyan kesef. You know, kinyanim are all subject to the rules of the land, and here they weren't using kinyan kesef. The kesef was to get the value, but that wasn't the mechanism that was used in order for the kinyanim to be chal. And the other rishonim give other answers, but it's a question that all the rishonim deal with. So you see from here that these certain kinyanim only work if you pay for the full value of what you're being koneh, and that's a raya to Rava. He says the same way that kinyan chazaka that it's done with dispersed fields only works if you pay fully. So too kinyan chazaka done with the karka to be koneh the metaltlim agavit, which is we're saying it's a dispersed thing. Even because they're separate, the king doesn't work unless you paid in full for the metatlin. Now the Gemara brings a brisa, which is also misayel divrei Shmuel, misayel el Shmuel. It's also a right of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel says, "Machlo eser sados be eser medinos kevod sheichzik ba'achas mehen kanes kulon." He says, if you sell 10 fields in 10 different states, once you do a chazak in one of them, you kona all of them. That's what our brisa says. Now, and Amr Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika. Teda, you should know that when Shmuel says this, she'ilu masu lo eser behemus ba'afzer echad va'amr le'kinei milo kani. According to Shmuel, right? Let's say with Shmuel, someone ties 10 animals together in a row, right? And he says to a person to be kona them, and he's moser one behema. If he's moser one behema, he should be kona it. That's a riot to Shmuel. You should be koneh. They're all. It's not that you handed over the reins. You handed over the string connected them. You handed over the rein to the first animal. Now you're koneh all 10 animals. That should be the same din of Shmuel with the karka. Sorry. So Amr Leh. So he says back. Me dummy. Can you compare the cases? Hasam there by the behemos igudu biyado. They're all tied together. So it's all one. It's all one thing. So if you make the mesira on one, it counts for all of them. Hacha, but by the 10 sados, any gudu biyado. They're not tied together. So maybe that's not a raya to Shmuel. Shmuel tried to say that if you kone all 10, if you make a chazak in one, it's kone for all of them, and a raya is from this case of the animals, and the animal case is different. The animal case, they're all tied together, it makes them all into one. But in the sados case, if one steel field's in Montana, one field's in North Dakota, they're all different places. They're not tied together. So Gemara says, Ika da Amri. Some say the other way around. Amar of Acha, Beredrav, Ika, Teda, Dilokani. We should say that this brisa about the animals is a proof against Shmuel, right? Ilu masalo eser behemos ve'efser echav amarlo zokni mikani. Is he going to be kone? It's not going to be kone. From here, it's mashes only kone the first. He's only kone the first one because he only grabbed. you only grab the one animal. So you see here, you only kona that which you grab. So in the Sado's case, you only kona the field that you made the chazaka. So Gemara says, no, that cannot be a raya against Shmuel. Me dummy, how can you make that? How can you say that? Hasam gufim muchlakim. There we're dealing with instances where the animals are all separate. They're all individuals. It's gufim muchlakim. Therefore, they're separated one from another. You have to make a chazak. You have to make a kinyan on each individual one. I'm not sure what this means here, but hacha, by the comes to the 10 fields, sadana da arachadhu. All the world is one big glob of earth. It's all connected somehow or another, right? He says, Rashi says, the sadana da arachadhu, the hakula muchuberes. Somehow, all the earth in the world is connected, and therefore it all has the one shame of sada. So if you make a chazaka on one, it's as if you made a chazaka on all of them that are offered for sale. Okay, that all the whole field is all the some, I don't have metaphysically how does that work? So if it's all connected, so if there's a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael and it's connected to the fields that's in England, does that make it kedusha in England too? That's another question. So does it go all the way down to the depths of the sea? What? From the depths of the sea and then comes back up. Okay, so I won't do England. I'll say Lebanon. I mean, how does it? I metaphysically, I don't understand how that works. Okay.
I just keep comparing. You're already saying Zukali only being called this animal as opposed to the other one, but by Shmuel's case, he wants to be called all the fields, right?
Well, the case is he says Makalo Eser Sadas. No, sorry. Masalo Eser Behemus Va'Avser Echav Amalei Kni.
I'm sorry. The second.
Oh, the second.
In the ink of the animal, the Zukali. You're only calling this animal, not the other.
Right.
So that's why you're only
calling
one.
Right. Right. But I hear you. But he's saying that by you're only doing. He's saying do the chazaka in this field. It's what they're saying. So that's the comparison.
So Zukani means make a kinyan on this one, but he really wants it to work on the other one.
I think so. What does Rashi say? Rashi says Amalei Zukani Mikani Lashara Ha Amrazu, like what you're saying. Hachanami Ki Achza Bahav the Einashani Kerasima Zokanihu. It's the same thing, because the other ones aren't here. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go on to the next case of the. Let's see. All right. Gemara goes on to the next din of the Mishnah. The next din of the Mishnah was the concept of Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means that there's certain instances where there's no right for me to take a shvua. I can't take a shvua. You're not nishpa, inishpa, and ala karkos. For example, modim mixas. Some of us are learning gemara shvuas. Concept of modim mixas comes up. So modim mixas says if someone says I lent you $1,000, you say no, I only borrowed $500. He has to make a shvua on the $500. Someone says I gave you 4 fields, and you say no, I only took from you 2 fields. There's no shvua because it's on karka. The inishpa and ala karkos. Let's say he did both. Guy says, I lent you $1,000 and I lent you 4 fields. And the guy says, nah, I only $500 and 2 fields. So he has to take a shvua on the metalliclin. So there's Gilgul shvua, and now he's making the shvua on the metalliclin, and it's a very basic case, I'm not sure if it actually works, but that's to get the concept. Now that he's making a shvua on the metalliclin, there's a Gilgul shvua. I don't understand the word article used, but Gilgul means you can now impose the shvua also on the karka via, you know, using the shvua from the metaphilin, you can now make him take the shvua on the karka as well. It's the concept of Gilgul shvua. So the Gemara asks, so the Mishnah says, Vizokikin es hanechasin, right? Which says, you can vizokikin es hanechasin that don't have a chrayis, that have a chrayis, to make a shvua with stuff that does have, with metaphilin that does have, that is metaphilin. So you can do the concept of Gilgul shvua. So, Amar Ula says, Minayin le Gilgul Shvua min haTorah. How do we know that Gilgul Shvua is a din d'oraisa? Maybe Gilgul Shvua is just the Rabbanim said, oh, you take a Shvua on A, and take a Shvua on B also. But the second Shvua would only be a Shvua of the Rabbanim. And they're not Gemaras, and the Gemara Shvua is also about the differences between Shvua d'oraisa and Shvua d'Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Minayin le Gilgul Shvua min haTorah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Sota, right? So the Kohen comes, and he gives the curse, and he makes her swear, right? He's Mashpia, the woman, to make her swear that she was not, that she shalozinsa. V'amra ha'isha amen amen. The woman says amen amen twice. So, and this way she accepts what the Kohen says. Usnan, and we learned the Mishnah Sota and Daf Yuches Amabez, Almahi omeres amen amen. Why does she say amen amen twice? What's this two amens? Why does she say it twice? So the Gemara says amen Allah is amen on the Allah, amen on the klala that the Kohen gives her, but that her, you know, that her urecha should be full and her bitna should, and her stomach should get big, like it says in the pasuk. And amen al shvua, and also amen on the shvua that the kohen was mashpia her that she wasn't mizana. Amen imi izeh, she makes an amen that she did, was not mizana with this guy that the husband did kinoi on. And amen imi ish acher, and amen I didn't have zinus with anybody else. Amen shalosa sisi arusa. Amen I didn't become a sosa when I was arusa, when I was a nesua, when I was a shomeres yavam, or ukenusa, meaning after I was a yavam. All these things are come into play, part of the shvua. So the Gemara says, how is it possible that she could have been drinking the mayim if the kinoi steer took place when she was an arusa? It doesn't make sense. Hay arusa hechidami. What's the case of an arusa that the Mishnah is talking about? If we're dealing with a case where he warned her not to have yichu with so and so when she's in arusa, v'kamashki leikashi arusa, and now he's going to give her the mai, he's forcing her to drink when she's in arusa, it can't be. V'hatnan arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosos lo nosos k'suva. An arusa does not drink. If the kino and stira took place when she's in arusa, she does not drink. My taima tachas ishich amarachman of aleka. The only time you drink the mayim ma'orim is if the maisa took place during a marriage. Arusa has many kinyanim, but it's not a full fledged marriage. It's not considered your full fledged husband, and therefore, so our case can't be where he did kinyan with her when she was in arusa, and then he came to force her to drink when she's in arusa. So what's the case of arusa in the Mishnah? Ella the kanelek is she arusa. He did the kinoi. He warned her not to have yichud with somebody when she's in arusa. Vinistra is she arusa, and then she had stira when she was in arusa. The kamashki lek is she nesua, and then he comes to have her to drink after the marriage. So Gemara says, wait, if that's the case that he got married to her after she had kinoi with stira, the mayim is not going to check her because he's not naki from sin. Mi barki le maya. Why is the water going to check her in this case? The only times the mayim ma'orim work is if the husband himself is free from sin. It's bizman she'ish menuka mi'avon. Then mayim borkim as ishto. Ena ish menuka mi'avon. But if the husband does something incorrect as well, ena mayim borkim as ishto. And here, what happened? He does kino, he does stiroi, and then he marries her, and then he has bee with her. He's not menuka mi'avon. He shouldn't have. How did he have beer to bring her into the marriage? He did something wrong. So Tosos asks a bunch of questions. Number one, maybe he didn't know. So here Tosos says that the onus doesn't count in this case, and that maybe did kiddushin some other method. Who says that beer is kiddushin? Maybe he was machaser via chuppah or something else. Anyway, the point is that the Gemara says it can't. The only case. How do you have her taking the shua that she didn't do? She wasn't nistar with the person when she was in arusa. She can't be drinking in that case. Ella al yedei gilgal. It only works. The only way it works that you can get is al yedei gilgal. How does that work? What happens is a regular case. He gave a kinoi. They were married. He gave a stira. They were married. She comes to the kohen and now she's drinking. And the kohen makes her take a shvua that you did not have kinoi or stira when you did not have kinoi. And saying amen equals taking the shvua. You did not have kinoi or stira when you were married. And she says, I did not have kinoi. I swear I don't have kinoi or stira when I'm married. Ah, now we're making you take a shua. We magago on you the shua that not only did you not have kinoi stira when you married, you didn't have kinoi stira even when you're arusa. Ah, we can't make you take a shua by the arusa part because that doesn't fit. Ah, but Gilgal, we can make you take the shua. That's how Gilgal shua. We see Gilgal shua is a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara is a big machlokas that goes on. How do you get the ball rolling by Gilgal shua? So from our Gemara that we see that you learn Gilgal shua from Sota. That you can be Magago Shua, and the Makor Din is from Sota. So the Ritva writes that even though the Din of Gilgal Shua is learned from Sota, nevertheless, the Din by Sota, there's a Din by Shua Sota that's not known by all other Gilgal Shua. Because by Sota, the Kohen is the one who forces the Shuas. Right? The Kohen is like the Beis Din. And they open up and say, you take a Shua on this, and now make a Gilgal on everything else. He's Mashbir on Znushal, Isakar, and Erisin, all those things. But when it comes to Mamon, the halacha is that the Beis Din doesn't open the doors for Gilgal Shua. Rather, the Toveya has to, that one of the litigants have to say, oh, you owe me the Metalplit, and you're making a Shua on that, now I want you to take a Shua on the Karka as well. But Beis Din themselves, will not open the door and force the Gilgal. Unlike in Sota, where the Kohen himself is the Kohen, is like the Beis Din, he's opening and making her take all the Shuas. But lots of Rishonim. He brings down here the Rosh above Metzia, the Chidushei Ran above Metzia, the Mukei Yosef, Tosavino Peretz, and also the Psak and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch that in all Gilgul Shvua, whether it's Bein B'mamon, Bein B'sota, it's the Beis Din that does the Gilgul by itself. Even if the Toveya is not doesn't know and doesn't do it, the Beis Din is towing to make the Gilgul Shvua, because they say the limud is directly from Sota. Just like by Sota, the Kohen does the Gilgul Shvua without the husband's telling him to make a swear and everything else. So too, when it comes in other cases, Gilgul Shvua by Mamon, it's the Beis Din that can start the ball rolling and make the Nitva take more than one Shvua. Okay, it's a natural point, so we'll stop here a couple minutes early. Have a good day.